BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Greg James is on Real or No Real with some breaking dinosaur news. Also, we get the reaction of the Jennifer Aniston prank from around the world. And only the young play innuendo bingo. And we get a surprise visitor halfway through the game. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Afternoon, this is Scott here. God, what's everyone's problem today?
Beefy Thursday, you're saying?
A little bit. It's about time you idiots were removed from Radio 1 is the first text of the day.
Welcome along.
Sets you up, doesn't it? And then the other one, are you going to tell us what you did to Chris the other week that got him so annoyed? That'll be the Jennifer Aniston thing.
Which we will talk about.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later because it's...
You weren't here yesterday, so you haven't really kind of been there since it's all gone off.
I've seen it going off, though.
Yeah.
On the internet. Or as my mum called it yesterday, cyberspace. Today we've got innuendo bingo at 1:45 with only the young. Oh, what a shame the man's not here to shout it.
But they're going to be here. Though. Only the young.
Only the young. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. See that vine that was going around yesterday of Liam Payne taking pictures with fans?
Yeah.
Oof. He's not keen. He's been on Twitter just a few minutes ago.
But, I mean, it'd be worse the other way around, wouldn't it, if he was just miserable in the picture.
Exactly.
And he's smiling all the rest of the time.
He's saying it's impossible to smile all the time.
It's true.
It is true.
Listen, I think that's just a classic case of guilty resting face. Not guilty, of miserable resting face.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because I also have that. And we've discussed this before. Like, people are like, what's wrong with you? It's like, that's just my resting face.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm not miserable.
It's just a moody screensaver that he's got.
Yeah, I'm not in a bad mood. It's just that my screensaver face is a bit miserable.
Yeah.
But I'm not feeling miserable. And I think that's what's happened to Liam there. He's not. Like, don't have a go at him on Twitter because he's really not having any of it today.
No.
He's a bit tired.
Do you think that he's now going to purposefully change how he goes about? I mean, you can't smile all the time. It's nearly impossible.
Yeah, he's going to be like aircrew now.
Yeah.
Hi. Wait me for food. That was Avicii and Levels on BBC Radio 1. It's good to be back on. It's Scott here. Only the young have arrived. And
only the young!
Yeah. And they're going to be here at 1:45 to play innuendo bingo. They're just having, just looked on their Twitter, just having pictures of themselves all around like the Radio 1 offices at the moment.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Front of the Radio 1 logo, right?
Yeah, yeah, all that.
Sweet.
So they're going to be here at 1:45. A lot of people excited about this. A lot of people, obviously, at school. So tell them that it'll be on the Radio 1 YouTube channel a bit later on, so they'll be able to watch it when they get home from school. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Here are only the young!
Hello!
Wow, that's loud.
Yeah.
Hello. Right.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So we're about to play innuendo bingo.
Yes, we are.
Which is awesome. Obviously, you've been a big part of our show over the last few weeks, mostly because of the shouty man who shouts your name in the audience every week when the eliminations are on and we find out who's going through and who's not. You do know him, right?
I can't remember.
Maybe.
He's related to me.
No, he's related to me.
What's going on?
He's not related to me. Do any of you sort of like when he shouts? How are you guys feeling when he shouts? Is it well awkward?
No, it's well funny. It's like the funniest thing ever.
We're like standing there trying to be serious. Yeah. Like, we get through and it's oh no, they are.
Yeah, there's some shot of us laughing.
Yeah,
like, you shouldn't be laughing.
And
at
it's like
this.
The most serious moment on the X Factor. Yeah, and we're standing there like giggling.
So it's like spread around the whole competition. There's like shots of other people laughing while he's doing it as well.
He shouted it the night we weren't even in.
What do the other acts think about it?
Funny. Yeah. It was talk like the first time it happened in the house. The next day, it was like the talk in the house. It was so funny. And now someone's made a mix of it on YouTube, so every single one he does, like, it's just all of it so jokes.
What's he going to do now, though?
Well, no, I think I've got a theory. Right, I think he should be the new voice of the X Factor.
That is so right. Just follow you around everywhere.
He's going to come to the tour every day at the tour.
Yes.
He should introduce us on the tour.
Yeah.
Yes, he definitely should.
Absolutely.
How is it not being in the house now? Is that weird?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, it's a little bit sad, but do you know what? We've got so much going on now. Mm. And at the end of the day, everyone has to go home. Like, even the winner goes home.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pharrell actually said that to all of us, but I stole his quote.
No, but it's true. Like, eventually, the show will end, and you do kind of go back to, you know, relatively normal life compared to what it's been over the last few months.
Yeah.
That house is a bit grubby as well.
Yeah, it was freezing cold showers every morning. Yeah. Tell you what, I did wake you up.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Definitely
that
gonna have to get new carpet in there.
Yeah, I think so. Last time I went, it was a bit like, oof. Do they demand cold showers?
Is that because there's that many people in the house, you have to get up like well early. Do you know if you're leaving at 6, you have to get up at 4 to have a hot shower?
Somebody's used all the hot water by then.
Yeah, but then how does it work? So do you all share rooms? Yeah. Like, between? So as the acts get knocked out, I take it you all get your own bedroom and stuff, right?
Kind of.
I moved around every week, me.
Did you?
I was in, like, first week I was with Stereo Kicks, moved out, shared a room with these guys for a bit. Then moved in with Ben and on Andrea. Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been everywhere.
Yeah.
Nice. He's been around.
I had my own room for the last duration.
It's good, though. It's a change of scenery, isn't it? Because you can otherwise, you know, get boring.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what happened with that thing where, I was going to ask you, where one of Stereo Kicks tweeted that he'd vote for you in an online
in
poll?
We saw it on Twitter, and obviously straight away we're like, what? Like,
that's so mean.
I found it really funny, to be honest. I went up to him and I was like, what's this about? And he was like so shocked about it. And he was like, it wasn't me, but I just thought it was funny, mate.
Yeah.
Was it him, do you reckon?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He said it wasn't, so why would he lie, I guess?
Clearly was. We got kicked out that week.
No, I've missed this.
Basically, one of Stereo Kicks was like, it was a poll about who would you like to see leave the X Factor, and he put only the
and it so tweeted cute. Though it tweeted
like it automatically tweets it's like, so on
funny
Facebook
to be fair that is quite funny.
Yeah, it was funny. Yeah.
We but I wouldn't funny. Like the next day you'd be like, alright.
He must have felt
cheers,
so awkward,
mate. Yeah,
but anyway, it's lovely to have you here today. We're going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute. Do you know how it works?
Yeah.
Indeed.
All right, so you will fill your mouths with water. Chris here will probably come off worse today because there's four of you and one of him. But it's going to be worth watching, I reckon, on the Radio 1 website in a minute. So get online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and you can watch it on your phone, tablet, computer. If you know people that are at school or college and a lot of them are like, oh, I can't watch them at school, you'll be able to see it later on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Only the young are here. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Have you got a ridiculous amount of fans in Brazil?
Yeah, we did actually.
Okay, because every time I see people tweeting you, well, not everyone, but there's a load of Brazilian fans on.
Yeah.
You need to go there.
We're trying to plan to.
And they all write in capitals. They're very keen. Yeah. Hello, Amber, who has actually been allowed to tune in at school to watch Innuendo Bingo today from her actual teacher.
Amber.
Got permission.
Legend.
Jade, who is about to introduce her granddad to Innuendo Bingo, hashtag life changing. Well, it might be. Also, we've got Glenn, who's watching at college, just on a bit of a break at the moment.
Hi, Glenn.
We're about to play Innuendo Bingo with only the young, and the cameras are on now. So if you want to get online, now is the time. bbc.co.uk/radio1. The cameras are on. Let's play.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
Two, three, hey you!
Oh, is that like a band ritual?
Yeah.
Love that. Even before spitting water on each other.
Yeah.
So good. All right, so Only the Young are here. And we are going to... There he is. We're going to play Innuendo Bingo right now. So the rules are, there's a bin there, don't worry about it. Just use Chris's face or each other's. You will hear clips of innuendo from various TV and radio programmes. Obviously, if you laugh, the water will be on your mouth and the water will come out. Clear?
Right, there we go.
Be aware that the water is quite cold.
Already.
Please don't swear.
For your cheeks.
We had one of them before. Okay, so firstly, on Innuendo Bingo with Only the Young, we're going over to a show called Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners on Channel 4. Now, Sarah in Bolton emailed us to say that she missed most of this week's show, but she will definitely be watching next week now.
Next time, we celebrate an obsessive compulsive Christmas.
My balls are so clean, I touch them and I feel nice.
Yeah.
I really didn't think it was going to be that severe.
Oh, no.
I really didn't think it was going to be that... Right, I know my hair is good at defying gravity, but come on. Man.
Charlie's hair is not going to last this.
That was good.
I was shocked.
I was quite powerful with that.
Oh, I need some more water.
Yeah.
That's good.
Get some more water in. Get the waters in.
I wasn't nearly as prepared as I should have been for that.
Water in your mouths, please.
My balls are so clean, I touch them and I feel nice.
You spat it on top of my head!
Definitely coming off worse at the moment. If you're not watching this, get online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. This is a good game already.
You didn't even spit. You just opened your mouth above my head. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Now we're going over to ITV's This Morning. And here is an expert on Christmas lights telling us all about a great new product. Apparently, Holly Willoughby might be buying one of these for the ITV Christmas party.
And we've got this one here, which is almost a waterfall. £30 from John Lewis, and it really brightens up your Christmas bush.
Chris! I've never seen Chris get this much in the face.
Oh, my Lord, that scared me so!
What was that?
Shouty man, what are you doing?
Why is he here?
Who is he?
Okay, right, for anyone who's listening right now and not watching, a man with a brown paper bag on his head just went into the studio and went, only the young. Is that Shouty Man?
That is Shouty Man.
Oh, God, he's here again.
I reckon I'd know.
Come in again, Shouty Man, with a bag on your head. I don't want to see your identity. Once more for me?
It's like a horror film.
It is a bit of a horror film. Yes? Thanks very much. This is so weird.
There's a gate crasher at Radio 1 today.
Wow, we've never had a gate crasher on Inu Domingo before. That's quite spectacular. That's brilliant, right? Still don't know who he is, but I don't think I want to know now.
Brightens up your Christmas bush.
There we are, this year's must-have accessory there from This Morning. Thank you, Sean, for sending that one in. Okay, next clip, and more water, please, on Inu Domingo. Our favourite clip from last week with Greg James. It's from Tom Kerridge and his Best Ever Dishes show. And in the middle of the show, Tom stops to give some very important advice.
All this needs now is a proper helping of filling.
Don't be shy. Get it all in. There's nothing worse than a stingy, tight-fisted pie. Oh,
that went in my mouth! I really got it right in my mouth!
This is turning out to be quite the event.
We're basically in a committed relationship now.
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
You've just spat a mouthful of water directly in my mouth.
Chris. Sorry about him. Tom Kerridge there.
There's nothing worse than a stingy, tight-fisted pipe.
I think we can all agree on that. And next clip, here we go. It's now time to introduce Only the Young to one of the innuendo bingo greats. She's always on, this woman. It's BBC WM's Caroline Martin. Always at it. Now, here's what happened once. Ready? When Caroline tried to do a travel update on air.
Yes, you are right, everybody that is texting through about the travel situation at Bell End. We do have issues there, but I'm sure that Liz will update us on the goings on.
Oh, Caroline. Oh, no!
No.
Stop it!
Whoa.
Oh, what a fight. Calm down, everyone.
The goings on at Bell End at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Great news, everyone. Caroline is back. And she's been doing it again. Here we go.
I need water.
More guys. Water, Mills.
More water, please.
Yeah, I'll share.
Right, we've got. We need some more.
We've got to be sparing with it.
Yeah. That was a bad thing. They did just tip a cup of it on your head. That's why. Okay, Caroline Martin from BBC WM. She's been at it again. This time, Caroline has had a very nice man call into her show, and it sounds like she's going to try and take advantage of the man's special skills. Here we go.
Chris, listen, thanks very much for coming on for a chat. What are you doing at the weekend? Anything good?
Going to look at a new car.
Oh, what sort?
The wife wants a Hyundai.
Oh, well, can you sort my flaps out, Chris?
Caroline has been having a bit of trouble. What happened, please? What happened? Tell the listeners.
Charlie just slipped on the floor and licked it and fallen over.
Charlie stacked it on the floor.
This just happened.
Oh my god.
Caroline over on WM, we've been having some trouble with her ventilation flaps on her dashboard recently. So thanks, thanks Adrian, for spotting that one. Back in the room, Charlie, you all right?
Yeah, I'm cool. Sorry.
Okay, now over to a guest on a show called Open Book on BBC Radio 4. Now, the great thing about Radio 4 is the time to take to, you know, really vividly describe things. Because you've got time on there, because they do a lot of talking. Okay, this will hopefully, as it did me, help you build up a really detailed picture in your mind's eye. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, God.
Here we go.
So it was a nice, comfortable little package. It was black. It's, I'd say it's about 5 inches by 3 inches. And I love holding it. It's heavy. It's thick because it contained an index in the back.
There we are. That sounds brilliant. A very precious... very precious book being described there by that lady. Really does make you picture it, though, doesn't it? Excellent.
So it was a nice, comfortable little package. It was black. It's, I'd say it's about 5 inches by...
Okay, a classic now from Eamon Holmes on Sky News. Who's wettest at the moment?
This is nice and cold.
Yeah, it is.
I'm soaked. What am I doing?
It's good though, I told you it was good. Eamon Holmes, we're joining Eamon as he's about to cross over to a reporter called Tom. Although I'm not sure I needed this much detail about what Tom's up to right now on this live report.
3 inches.
And no, wrong one. Go.
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning. He's in a man in Jordan.
You spat that for no reason. That was directed at... Oh, what?
This is very wet today.
Everyone is properly picking on me.
At least we're in a shower today, guys.
Nearly there. Now we're going to ITV, and it's Lorraine Kelly from earlier this week. Water, please.
Here we go. Now, I love Lorraine.
I love Lorraine. Now, Lorraine has got a good friend of hers on the show, and after really enjoying their time together, she is not afraid to pay this guy a big compliment. Here we go.
Oh, that's a fair old load there.
Yeah. Teaspoon, good teaspoon. Okay. Teaspoon and a half.
Okay.
Teaspoon and a half of honey,
oh,
there.
Oh, that's a fair old load there.
Yeah, teaspoon, good teaspoon, okay. Teaspoon and a half.
Thank you, Stuart. And finally, we've got some news from the BBC's PM programme. Here we go.
What? I'm soaked.
You are.
Oh, what is going on?
I really hope you're watching this on the Radio More website. There's all sorts of... Oh, all sorts of sprayage going on from everybody.
My cheeks are so cold.
I know. This is the last one. Here we go. Make it a good one, everyone. Some news from BBC's PM. And I don't know about you, but this made me just sit up immediately and pay attention.
The first gay couples to get married in Britain are enjoying their first day of wedded life, excitedly twiddling their new rings.
And that was Only the Young, Innuendo Bingo, with an interruption halfway through from Actual Shouty Man. I was very much enjoying. It's like when that man that's not funny invaded Stereo Kicks performance. Thank you, Only the Young. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, Only the Young. Thanks. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Wettest Innuendo Bingo ever.
It really possibly is the wettest one ever. Thanks, guys, for taking part.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what I might buy the show for Christmas?
What's that?
A hairdryer for Innuendo Bingo. Show. Like a gift to myself and to the show. Because, I mean, they are a bedraggled mess right now and there's paparazzi outside. Who was it before that looked in absolute state and went outside and got papped?
Oh, there's loads of them.
Loads. There's one in particular. Wasn't it Little Mix? And they looked awful. Mm. And we'd drawn on them as well.
Oh, that was after a game of Truth or Dare, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. We just drawn on their faces.
But I know what you mean. But then equally, I think, don't buy a hairdryer. Just because I think that's an amazing thing, isn't it? That
yeah.
They've got to walk outside completely wet.
And it's good.
It's a bit different.
Yeah. So they're currently... the boys from Only the Young are drying off their trousers under the hand dryers in the toilets.
That was a weird thing as well, because, you know, it was weird looking out into the live lounge and they were there just in their pants getting changed. I don't know, something iffy about that. Yeah. The Queen's been in there.
I know, but she's not in there now, is she?
True.
Your Majesty, this is Only the Young.
I just wasn't sure if they were disrespecting the live lounge. But
No. God, worse things happened in there.
True. The Scott
Mills Daily. Great version of We Are The Ocean. Hey Now, the London Grammar track on BBC Radio 1. That was really good. Fern was so impressed with that. You can always tell with Fern whether she's impressed or not. I can tell by the look on her face.
You can see it in her eyes.
Yeah, definitely. You can.
You've got to look really closely, though, because she's good at masking it.
Yeah, I mean, if you ever watch it live on the Radio 1 website, when we because, you know, we stream them all, you'll see Fern, like, looking through the glass at them, and you can tell in her eyes whether she's enjoying it or not. But that one, she really did today.
Do you know what?
Otherwise, like, her eyes, like, she looks interested, but actually her eyes switch off.
Yeah. You definitely can tell. Mm. What really made it for me is the string section in that.
Oh, I loved it.
I added strings is just the one. In fact, I bumped into one of the string section when I was making a coffee.
What?
Slightly earlier on. Yeah, just bumped into her.
How did you know it was them?
Well, because weirdly, I was talking to our producer, Will, here, about how epic it was that they've got a string section there.
I love a string section.
And
wouldn't you love to be able to play, like, I'd love to be able to play the oboe or something like that. Wouldn't you?
Yes. But one of the girls was making a coffee also, and she went, oh, that's me. I'm there with the string section. So we had a little conversation about it. Learned a lot.
What, she pointed out her part in the track?
Yes. And I was really annoying.
Oh, yeah, that's my bassoon.
I can't remember her name. But I said to her, what?
That's like, not a string, is it?
Can I be involved in the live lounge? Could I join your string section?
Imagine you on the triangle.
She wasn't
kidding.
You're ignoring my story. You're talking all around it.
Yeah. Well, you're never going to be in the live lounge in the string section. Mind you, we said we'd never be in the live lounge with Fuse ODG, and that happened.
Dreams do come true.
Yeah. That was London Grammar's Hey Now by We Are The Ocean. They also did Arc, their single. We'll get the video up for you a bit later on. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, good. Neither the oboe or bassoon are strings. They're from the wind section, everybody. That's Kate, who's been on, an actual musician there from Oxford.
I do think the string section makes it epic, though. But then it makes anything epic, doesn't it?
I'd like to be a harpist. Is that strings?
That's strings, yeah.
I remember ages ago, and I promised someone, I think I told someone while I had a few drinks, that I can play the harp quite well. Remember this? And then I was going to learn it in time because they asked me to play the harp at their wedding. I don't even know what happened to that in the
right.
end.
I don't know if I've said this before, but this is something I think. With the harp, though, it's a good instrument to say that you play because I'm probably going to annoy a lot of people here, but I think anyone can play it.
Oh, brilliant. Well done, everyone.
It's just one of the... Do you know what
right,
I mean,
yeah, well,
it's hard
it
to make it sound awful.
Right. You wouldn't think that harpists would listen to Radio 1, but they will be on now. Not an easy thing to play. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, yeah, you reckon it's easy, do you, playing the harp? Why don't you take the weekend to learn it then and maybe present your tune on Monday in the live lounge? That's from an annoyed harpist.
I got a tweet from an annoyed harpist's sister called Rhiannon, who said, look at this video of my sister playing the harp.
Is it the one where she's doing Wake Me Up?
Yeah. Yeah. So I've just watched that and it does look more difficult than I gave it credit for. Yeah. But what I'm saying is I get why that's difficult to do, to play a proper song, but I'm saying it's hard to make the harp sound bad.
I don't agree. Have you ever heard a really bad harpist?
No, have you?
Yeah, I actually have.
Where?
No, I have. I think that was at a wedding. I was like, what are you doing? I mean, it just looks like you're running your fingers along it. Like,
do you know what? I feel sorry for any wedding where there's a harpist or a musician there and you turn up.
Why?
Because I just know what you'd be like, especially, you know, as the day goes on.
What do you mean?
I can imagine you just pointing at them going, doing it wrong.
I wouldn't. Like... I always find it a bit awkward when I'm at a wedding and there's a mobile DJ on. And they're like, all right, okay. Yeah, and that's Scott over there. All right. Oh, is it? All right. They don't like it.
Do you worry that by being there you put pressure?
A little bit.
Do you feel responsible?
No, I don't feel responsible, but I feel that sometimes they get a bit nervous because I'm there and they don't need to. We've all played weddings.
Do you know what? I DJed. Do you remember when I DJed your ex-flatmate's wedding?
Yes.
And I've got to admit, I felt a little bit of pressure being there. When, you know, you were there. And...
Yeah. But this is a prime example of why you should never say on the radio, oh, something looks easy. Because I've done this so many times over the years and it never goes well. Like the time where I said that horse jumping looked easy. Horse riding and jumping.
If you question dressage as a sport.
And that all went off and ended up being thrown off a horse on TV. So just be careful. The Scott Mills Daily. It's been a couple of days now since we treated you to the latest one of Chris's interviews with a megastar. This time, Jennifer Aniston. Only she was in on one of my pranks, and she turned into the worst interviewee ever. She was great. So good at it. I mean, and it is, it's quite mean. Like, I've had time to think about it now, a couple of days later. It's, maybe I did cross the line.
Is that why you weren't here yesterday?
No, it's nothing to do with that.
Right, okay.
But it's going off around the world. People are watching it.
It's mad. It was a really strange experience, the whole thing. And even watching it back a couple of days ago, I found a very, very odd experience.
If you haven't seen the video, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Jennifer Aniston prank. And basically, she just turns into a really awkward human being. We all know she's lovely. But you were floundering a little bit.
I fell for it. Honestly, I couldn't work out why she wasn't answering the questions. I couldn't work out why she was so off with me, especially when it seemed to have started so well.
Yeah, she was like, oh, hi, how are you? You can see all this on the video. She starts off being all friendly and like, hey, yeah, we've met before. And you can see in your face, like, yes, she remembers me. This is going to be easy. And then, because I told her to, she turns.
I didn't want to offend her. That was the overriding thing. I remember thinking, oh, no, what have I done? I've said something wrong. I really didn't know what to do.
The bit when I come in at the end is, I think, the best bit. When you finally realise that it's all a setup. And you can just see your shoulders that are so hunched up with stress just go, oh.
I dropped the microphone.
You dropped the mic. But it's gone big. Once again, the Americans love it. This is from the Today Show in America.
All right, from the Awkward Files, we've all had interviews that have kind of weird moments, right? Well, look what happened to one reporter for BBC Radio 1. He was interviewing Jennifer Aniston about her new movie, Horrible Bosses 2, and Jennifer apparently was not too happy with some of his questions. But lucky for him, this was all a prank.
Yeah, it's a prank. And then they have a full-on discussion about it on the Today Show.
This is my actual nightmare right now.
Poor guy. Aww. Apparently his co-worker asked her to be difficult, as you saw there, and apparently she was willing to...
Did they just call me a co-worker?
Co-worker. You're a co-worker.
Mine are above them doors, sweetheart.
Co-worker.
Sidekick. Anyway, yeah, carry on.
And was quite convincing in the role.
First of all, the guy reminds me of a young Hugh Grant.
Yeah, exactly. Guy,
but it was cringeworthy. Yeah, you watch the whole thing as it plays out. We've been there.
Yeah. Just getting ready for him to ask the horses and hounds question. Yes,
the young Hugh Grant thing's not going away, is it?
Still got it.
Still young Hugh Grant. That's all they think of you as in America.
Oh.
Co-worker. I do love the angle this report has gone for.
Watch Jennifer Aniston put a ballsy BBC reporter to shame.
Ballsy?
Why is it?
But he's ballsy.
But that sounds like a different video altogether. It's the same one.
That's the thing. Everyone's got the same video and everyone's got the same information. There's only one Jennifer Aniston prank, but it's weird the different take people have around the world on it.
Yeah. I mean, ridiculous that this is going around the world, you know. It happened with the Mila Kunis thing, and that was mad enough. But again, it's really strange. The Today Show.
Do you remember crying in the interview?
I didn't cry.
Well, you did, according to these articles. Here's E! News in America.
Known for her kind demeanor, Jen felt horrible after the prank ended. She even requested someone get Stark a tissue after he started welling up with tears. Yes, he cried.
I didn't cry.
Yes.
Don't lie.
He cried.
I never cried. Who's
saying
that?
Co-worker cried.
Ridiculous. You're a co-worker.
Pippa in Marlow says, my dad's just sent it to me. It's in the national newspaper in New Zealand.
No way.
You still cried. Listen to this one from Entertainment Wise.
Jennifer Aniston reduces a DJ to tears.
That's not, well. No, I didn't cry.
She got you a tissue because you were sweating out.
Mm.
Some people have been really affected by the interview as well. Listen to this from Crushable.
Watching Jennifer Aniston prank this nice British interviewer is an emotional roller coaster. I wish Jennifer was here to comfort me too, as that video did a number on my nerves. Please, prank responsibly, everyone. Don't hurt the feelings of a nice British man for a laugh.
Yeah,
like Hugh Grant.
He looks like a young Hugh Grant.
This happened last time.
Lol. Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's true, you did get a hug from actual Jennifer Aniston.
That's huge.
Let's not feel too sorry for you.
Can I say thank you to everyone who screen grabbed that moment and tweeted it to me?
Yes.
Now, here's another job description.
Jennifer Aniston frazzles BBC reporter Chris Stark with prank interview.
Yeah.
Last year, Chris Stark's awkward interview with Mila Kunis became a viral sensation after the BBC radio intern chatted with the actress about some truly zany topics, including dates, steak and ale pies, his local pub, and his friend, Sir Dosser.
Sir Dosser's on.
Sir Dosser, they're mentioning Hello Magazine Canada.
It's the best thing ever.
You still haven't been able to shift that intern label, have you?
No, no.
In fact, I mean, our jobs do vary. Both of our jobs vary a lot in these articles. This from TV New Zealand.
The awkward silence could ensue no further when Stark's radio sidekick enters the room to let him out of his misery and assure him it was a prank.
Sidekick.
Yes, Mills.
Shut up.
Oh, the funny thing about this, everyone listening right now, is this genuinely will annoy Mills.
Jennifer Aniston has cemented her reputation as the nicest person in Hollywood in an unlikely way by making a radio host cry.
I love it how they say different stuff. The Scott Mills Daily. I noticed that I just did that thing that they do on the news where you're trying to turn a page and you lick your finger beforehand. this is Scott with Real or No Real coming in. Greg James at 3:40 this afternoon. Right, coming up, some reaction from around the world about the Jennifer Aniston things. What do our friends in Holland think? On Belgium.
It is, but it's proper gone round, isn't it?
And France.
It had nearly 2 million views, you know. It's insane.
I know, it's crazy. I've managed to get some of the foreign interviews a little bit translated so that we know what they're talking about.
Right. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, the BBC is a huge place and there are many people here that work in the worldwide departments and they speak many different languages.
Oh, I see. So, obviously, yeah, because all the stories were in different languages, you managed to get them translated. Nice.
Yes.
Good work.
What part of that weren't you understanding?
Well, no, I just find it funny, the idea of you sourcing that. And
well, do you understand what this means?
Bekijk hier het interview van Chris Stark met Jennifer Aniston.
No.
No.
We need to kind of translate it then,
right,
don't we?
Okay.
We'll do it in a minute. The Scott Mills Daily. So you know how I said that here at the BBC, in this massive building with 8 floors, we've got people from all different cultures, all different languages they speak. We haven't used any of them, though. We've just gone to Google Translate. So here is some of the things that people have been saying around the world about your Jennifer Aniston prank that I played on you.
Right. So that's the effort that you've gone to. You've just put it through Google Translate.
Well, the thing is, all these people, like, they're a bit serious sometimes. Because generally, the people that are intelligent don't work on this floor.
Shout out The Office.
I'm sorry. Oh, they all listen as well, don't they? Sorry. And they can see me now. Hello there. That's awkward. Well, you know what I mean, though? Like the newsy types that might speak a different language and not on this floor. And I don't want to disturb them. So let's put in Google Translate, innit? So here's a headline from France. Emmanuel, our French listener. I love that we've got French listeners called Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Emailed me with how the press are covering it in France.
La blague cruelle de Jennifer Aniston.
And here's a translation for you.
The cruel joke of Jennifer Aniston.
Yep. It goes on.
In cahoots with the radio host of the BBC, the star of Friends made him cry in spite of herself.
I was in cahoots with her.
I didn't cry. I should clear that up. I definitely didn't cry.
Yeah, they're all saying you're crying. Most of the European ones, they say you cry. Here's another one from France.
On voit Jennifer Aniston dans un hôtel londonien pour parler de son film horrible Boss de Fassa. L'un des animateurs de la BBC Radio 1, Chris Stark.
Chris Stark. Love that.
That's how you say your name if you're an actual French.
Translated, please.
Okay. I'm really glad we did this on Google Translate and not got an actual person to do it, aren't you? It's really adding to it for me.
We see Jennifer Aniston in a London hotel to discuss the film Horrible Bosses 2 facing one of their leaders of the BBC Radio 1,
what?
Chris Stark.
No, 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 no. You are not a leader of the BBC.
Good translation.
Leaders of the BBC Radio 1, Chris Stark.
Not a leader. Repeat, not a leader of the BBC. Lol if you were.
I love that.
And now we're going to Belgium. Where's that?
In Belgium?
Yeah, but where though?
Belgium.
Where though?
Well, Belgium.
Next to what countries?
Holland.
Well, and?
Don't know.
It's over there, isn't it?
France.
Yeah.
Have it.
So, in Belgium, what are our Belgian friends saying?
Chris Stark mocht Aniston interviewen voor de film Horrible Bosses 2. Bij de vraag hoe zij als beroemde vrouw de eerste move naar een man zou doen, viel Jennifer Aniston stil. Wilde ze geen vragen meer beantwoorden en noemde ze een vraag van Stark ongepast.
Now, you may not have got that if you don't speak it, so...
Chris Stark Aniston was interviewing for the movie Horrible Bosses 2. How it famous as the first woman to move a man would do.
What the?
Right, she's gone a bit wrong here, I think.
It's not worth this, really.
How it famous as the first woman to move a man would do.
No, I think it's how would you make the first move on a guy.
Ah, oh, okay.
How it famous as the first woman to move a man would do.
Right, well, this translate thing you've done is not the best.
No, it's not. It's not.
After a few minutes, horrible boss Scott Mills and told Chris Stark that was all a setup.
You called me a horrible boss.
Clever.
And now we're going to the Netherlands.
Grapje van je baas, het meest nare en ongemakkelijke interview in je carrière.
I bloomin' love Dutch, I do. Yeah. Sounds great.
Joke of your boss, the most unpleasant and uncomfortable interview in your career.
True that. It's true.
Mills instructed Jennifer Aniston to fillet Stark.
Sorry. That did not happen.
I don't remember... Did I do that? I don't think that happened.
Mills instructed Jennifer Aniston to fillet Stark.
Stark fillet her.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Gonna do something well Christmassy with my mum tonight.
What are you doing?
Gonna take her to see a show.
Okay.
Yeah. She loves it. I'm actually quite jealous. I'd quite like to be an American today.
Why? Oh, of course, Thanksgiving.
All the foods are on in America right now, like all of them. People are like having meat sweats.
But you say this every day, that come Christmas, all the foods are going to be on it. It's actually not long now.
Mate, it's next week I'm starting.
It's Monday.
Winter bulking. Yeah. I'm getting so many tweets about this from people going, yes, bring on the pints of cream next week. It's going to be happening.
I'll be interested to see how you commit to this.
I will.
And what's going to happen on Monday? I'm just fascinated to see how this
bring a vat of cream
out.
In and a lot of mince pies.
I don't get it.
Why? Right.
I just don't know why you're so excited. Just
winter
about...
bulking, mate. I'm going to eat what I want.
Right.
Every day till after Christmas, and loads of our listeners are going to join us. I'm talking heavy lunch after heavy lunch next week.
Right. Well,
onwards.
Let's see how this plays out.
I know this won't be a problem for you, will it?
No. I mean, I'm never that precious about kind of. Lunch and what I'm eating anyway.
I'm saying the white pastas, the festive bakes, all of it.
White
bring it
pastas.
On.
Oh, treat day.
It is, every day. Real or No Real with Greg James is coming next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tom O'Dell, Real Love on BBC Radio 1. Do you remember when you had a little bit of a night out and then had an idea after watching the advert for that?
To record my reaction. Well, you'd said you'd got everyone recording their reaction watching that later on that evening.
I'm going to order 1,000 penguins, like a cuddly penguins, and sell them. It's a business opportunity here.
Nice to see you sober.
Big night.
Merry Christmas, loves.
Hello, Greg.
Hello.
All right.
Are you going to join us in the winter bulking next week?
Oh, absolutely.
You've got no meat on you, have you?
I could do with a bit. Festively plump.
Yeah. I'm saying let's get plump as of next week.
Get plump for Christmas.
I think that's the catchphrase.
Yeah.
Let's get plump.
I'm ready to get plumped.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's fatten the old bird up for Christmas, shall we?
Fatten up the goose.
What?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
And Greg's on at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to play Real or No Real right now.
Despite how they look in Jurassic Park, velociraptors were actually only slightly bigger than chickens.
Well, that's disappointing if so.
What?
Velociraptors, actually quite small. No. That's not how it was portrayed to me in Jurassic Park.
Ah, but Jurassic Park, massive birds. No, not birds, dinosaurs.
Massive birds. Well,
was that was that a flying one or not?
What was?
The Velociraptor.
Yeah.
Was it? It was a flying one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, hang on. Pterodactyl is the classic flying dinosaur.
I mean, that's your classic dinosaur, isn't it?
But a velociraptor, I really don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask, to be honest.
I don't know.
But be careful, because we talked yesterday on my show about all the nerd alerts around the new Jurassic World film trailer.
I know.
People are so worried about it.
I'm going to be honest.
We've since discovered that there would have been feathers on some of the dinosaurs, and they haven't included it in the new film.
God.
That sort
of
stuff.
I didn't know Jurassic Park was meant to be, there was any kind of reality in it, other than your T-Rex looks like your sort of, your average T-Rex.
Your classic.
Yes.
It's your classic
like,
T-Rex.
I just thought the other dinosaurs were just generic dinosaur.
Like, it was, really?
Yeah, I didn't know it was based on proper science.
What, they were just extras?
Thing is, they've just sort of got, they've got halfway house, haven't they?
Yeah.
What they need to do is either make it historically accurate or just go completely bonkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I think we're going to be on Nerd Alerts because I may have said that oboe and bassoon were string instruments earlier. That went
yes,
well.
And the name for a person that plays the harp as well caused someone an issue. That
it's a harpist.
Could be a Nerd Alert. I think they were saying it's actually a harper.
Oh, whatever. I'll let you wait
anyway,
for
anyway, that'll be Nerd Alerts.
Wait for those to come in.
I'll do some research.
Velociraptors were actually tiny, real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yes.
They're actually only about the size of a turkey.
A turkey.
A Christmas turkey.
Oh, I need to find that again now. Hang on.
That's Scott went on Family Fortunes and his dad... There's this really amazing clip. In fact, it's from the original Nice to See You Sober clip, but it's the original clip is this guy who, you know, in the final round where you've got to guess lots, he just said turkey over and over again.
Hello, Bobby. It's nice to see you sober. And, now, you've got 20 seconds on the clock. It will not start until I've asked you the first question. You're in a pretty good position, so if you get it right, you could walk away with a big lot of money. Already all set?
Yes, yeah.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
That's all he got to, but Scott was worried his dad was going to do something similar when he was on.
Yeah. Nice to see you sober. And next.
While filming the movie Mrs. Doubtfire, Robin Williams would walk around the streets of San Francisco in character to see if his female alter ego was believable.
Absolutely. There's no way that's not real. That's definitely real.
I would love to have seen him do that.
Of course. One of the best ever tweets of all time, ever, will never be beaten, I don't think, is when he found out that Kim Kardashian was wearing a similar dress to yes. Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
And he posted a picture. Rest in peace. What a legend, by the way.
Absolutely.
He put a picture up of him dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire with the dress and said... Who wore it better?
So funny. Robin Williams went on the street as Mrs. Doubtfire in San Francisco.
Definitely.
Yes, real.
Yes?
Real.
That one is real. Yeah.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
He only said he was ready to play the role when he could leave the house as Mrs. Doubtfire and not be recognised at all as Robin Williams.
Hello!
There's been a drive-by fruiting. And next.
To help new recruits working at Buckingham Palace get to know their new bosses, there is a special royal family game of Guess Who kept in the serving quarters.
Oh, come on.
We were talking about Guess Who yesterday on my show. Guess Who still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it?
I think you can still get it, can't you?
But it came up on... I don't know why it came up. I'm really not sure why, but I looked at the picture of it, a picture of the actual game.
Yeah.
The faces on there.
Some of them are so shady.
Awful. What have they been up to?
Yeah.
If you saw those people in the street, you would cross the road. Really weird characters.
They are shady, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You look at things differently when you're slightly older.
You do.
So when you play these games when you're younger and then you see the faces on there, it's like, what was going on?
Actually, reminded... There was a guy who tweeted me back saying, "The Robert looks like you during your Jennifer Aniston interview."
No way.
Yes. Have a look.
I need to see some...
Everyone right. Search for Robert from Guess Who, and it looks like Stark in the Jennifer Aniston interview.
He's a modern-day Hugh Grant.
Because he's got rosy, embarrassed cheeks.
You're Robert from Guess Who.
I would love to know some of the backstories of some of these characters.
Same.
I mean, Max. what's going on with Max?
Sad face, but rosy cheeks.
Some very queer-looking people.
Buckingham Palace's helpful Guess Who set. Real or no real?
Well, maybe. I'll go for it. Real.
No real.
That one is no real.
No.
We should do a Radio 1 Guess Who.
Yes.
For no particular reason.
Well, we've got your one already.
Might be fun.
And finally,
despite being an award-winning actress, Jennifer Lawrence is so bad at singing, she broke down in tears when a director asked her to sing in the Hunger Games film.
Yeah, she does sing in that.
Mm.
Quite good as well.
Well, then why would she cry?
She's probably one of them. It's like, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I'm rubbish at singing me. And then smashes out of the park and then cries.
Yeah, you're really bitter on this kind of thing because that's what happened with Strictly.
Like Caroline Flack.
Yeah, exactly.
Same.
At the start. Oh, I'm rubbish. I'm rubbish. I'm rubbish.
Mark Wright. Oh, I can't do this, Millsy. Oh, Marky No Moves, they call me. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Marky No Moves.
Of course they do.
What nickname? Oh,
that is the
now
worst,
you're good.
The worst kind of thing to do, isn't it? Pretend that you're rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saying everyone feels right and then be really good.
No comment.
Well, it's like people at school when you're doing exams, queuing up for exams. Oh, I haven't revised at all.
Yeah,
I'm rubbish.
Exactly that. Those are exactly the kind of people I'm talking about.
A star.
Yeah.
So, J-Law doesn't really like singing at all, despite doing it in the film. What are you saying, real or no real?
Real. It sounds about right.
No, come on, she's a world-class actress. She must be able to sing well, so...
But
no,
she's
real.
Not a world-class singer. Or is she? I'm saying real.
It's part of the job, isn't it? No? No real.
Well, acting and singing is different.
Well, yeah, but you think it's sort of grouped in the sort of general... No?
Not necessarily. Don't have to do them, both.
You should, though, shouldn't you? No, it's performing art.
Real?
I think no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
J-Law does have a song called The Hanging Tree in the latest film. She tried to persuade the director to get Lord to sing it and then dub her vocal over the top of her miming. Oh, I don't want to do it. Get Lord to do it.
Get someone who's got a slightly less recognisable voice, maybe.
Yeah.
It sounds amazingly like Lord.
And at the end of that round of Real or New Real,
I got 30, Greg got 20.
Hello. What's on today?
Today we have the fire person for The Apprentice. Then we have McBusted live at 5 o'clock. All of them. All of the boys.
No way.
The lads. And then we have films with Rihanna after 6 o'clock.
Busy, busy.
Yeah.
The Radio 1 website is where you get the Scott Mills Daily. Click subscribe and you'll get a new podcast every single day of the week. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.